I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, and I have the privilege of being your pastor for the day, and I'm so glad you are listening. I trust that you truly love the Lord and that you have an interest in serving Him with your life. Let us pray. O Lord our God, we ask that you grant us your blessings as we ponder your word in our hearts together. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you remember when you received Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you remember who the Lord used to bring you to Him? Perhaps your salvation experience was brought about by many believers who played a part in your salvation. Or maybe it was through a ministry of a church or through a ministry like the Mars Hill Network. Either way, we who are saved can praise God for reaching us with the saving grace of His gospel. Allow me to share 1 Corinthians 3, verses 5 through 9. What after all is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field and God's building. Amen. Heavenly Father, we praise you for the transforming power of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. When I was young, my siblings and I joined a youth Bible club held at one of our neighbors' home every Tuesday afternoon after school. It was there that we learned about the Mars Hill Network. However, in our area, we could not get Mars Hill on our radio. So we worked with many local churches and youth groups to raise the needed funds to bring Mars Hill into our community. I will never forget when I heard Mars Hill for the first time as a young man, and all the smiles and the joy on the faces of those who celebrated within our faith community. Because of many folks, some I knew and some I didn't know, who supported Mars Hill, they played a part in my coming to Christ. As a result of their support, Mars Hill has played a very important role for the Lord in my upbringing. From my alarm clock radio in the morning to milking cows in the afternoon, we enjoyed listening to God's word on the radio. During those adolescent years, I never thought that I would have an opportunity to be able to share God's word on the radio, but by God's grace and through those who have financially supported the ongoing ministry of Mars Hill, God's word is still shared over the air in many communities as well as around the world. All I can say to that is amen. In our text today, the Bible teaches that God has a network of believers who are actively involved in His ministry and mission of reaching the lost, those who do not know Christ, and discipling the saved, those who do know Christ, for the glory of God. This network of believers are basically made up of two groups of people who work together in planting the seed of the gospel as they fulfill the Great Commission found in Matthew 28:19-20. One group is called God's fellow workers, who are active promoting the gospel wherever the Lord will lead. The other group is called God's field or God's building. Their responsibility is to support God's fellow workers in any way possible so that they can be effective in planting seeds. As you may already know, Mars Hill Network is entering their fall harvest. Like Paul and Apollos, as God's fellow workers, those of Mars Hill are committed to plant and water the seed of the gospel to all who would listen. To be successful, they are dependent upon listener support, those who are God's field or God's building. Whether one is considered a fellow worker or God's field, we all have a part in God's ministry and mission plan. May I invite you all to pray and ask God how you can be instrumental in planting the seed of the gospel as a financial partner with Mars Hill. If you already are supporting this network, would you consider continuing your support by renewing your pledge? If you have not partnered with Mars Hill, will you consider doing so by calling in your pledge of support when you can? The Bible promises that each will be rewarded according to their labor. In my opinion, the greatest reward one could receive for their effort is when someone gets saved and comes into relationship with our Heavenly Father. And I'm sure you agree. May your prayerful decision bring glory to the one who saves and makes things grow. Amen. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day.